Use the microphone, please.
Excuse me.
AudreyKobleFootball.com.
How you doing?
Doing great. I want to know what climate you prefer to play in.
Oh, man. This weather. Warm climate.
Artificial or the real stuff?
It don't matter. Don't really matter. It's warm.
What was the most important aspect for you? What were you trying to get out of today?
I mean, show them I move well, lateral, not only as one way, speed, you know. They know I got speed. Just show them how quick I can get out my hips, turn my hips. Show them my line, I can move, dropping coverage, just everything. Just, and my cardio, show them I've been working out, staying in shape. So I think I did pretty good today. Oh, man, I think I love it. You know, I haven't played in a while, but I'm really looking forward to it. I really want to go back to that because I always told my teammates, if I ever get a running head start off the edge, it'd be easier to pass rush that way. So, I mean, I'm just looking forward to playing it.
I'm back. Was it a good decision to forego the positional drills at the combine?
It's just something I had worked on the 40 and stuff. For the combine, I just worked on the combine drills, not really the on-field drills. So I just decided to just wait the pro day and just come out here and show them what I got.
Did you ask anyone who had questions about your work ethic
to prove yourself today? I think I did. You know, I still got a lot of improvements to do on the field, but today was another step I took today, as in showing what I got, showing my cardio good and I can move. And I think I did pretty good at that, like I said.
Did you bench today?
No, sir.
How did dinner go last night? What kind of questions did they ask you? How did you think you came across?
I think dinner went pretty good. You know, we ate. I had a little conversation about families and everything, but, you know, they asked me the same questions everybody been asking me about my work at. I still tell them the same thing. I think I work just as hard as anybody. You put me in a group of area with guys, I'm going to try to outwork them also. So just keep on pushing on to the draft.
You tired answering that question?
Oh, I've been tired of it. I've been tired of answering a lot of questions, but it's something you have to do, so just dealing with it. Think I'm bad at it, man.
You have any individual drills set up or individual workouts set up already?
I have two set up already, but two set up.
With who?
The Rams and the Falcons, I want to say. Atlanta just called and tried to set up one with me, so them two will be coming up soon. Yes, sir. Only two so far.
Can you talk about, like, the biggest adjustment that you hope to make at the next level? What's the main thing you feel like you got to work on before you take the field for your first game?
Just really learning the game, you know. That's going to be my next biggest hard step. You know, I think I got all the tools that's talent-wise and athleticism, but just learning the game. You know, the game is another step up. A lot of smart guys with the same talent as you got is I can outsmart you because they've been around it for a while. I know what you're doing and everything about the game. So just really learning the game and just catching on to the playbook.
Jadavion, I don't think the microphone is working early on. Can you just tell us again about what you're trying to showcase and how much you think you have to prove still?
I was trying to showcase that I can move lateral and, you know, showing my cardio that I've been staying in shape, working out. I was really trying to prove that out here today. And, you know, my work ethic, you know, people always keep questioning about my work ethic. I think my work ethic is pretty good. So I was just really ahead trying to prove that today, which I still got a lot of improvement to do. It's on to the next level. Just keep going building.
Toward the end of that session, Romeo Crennel was working through you and kind of manning you up at times. What's it like to kind of get coached from somebody like that and know you could maybe possibly work with him in the future?
That's great. You know, I had a guy work me like that, Brad Long. He was here my freshman and sophomore year at Carolina, pushing me just like that. And I always asked him, like, man, why you always pushing me like that? He said, he wants you to be great. You know, he wants you to be one of the best. And I feel like these guys out here want you to be great, one of the best, too. So they push you that way. So you just take coaching.
Are you following free agency and trying to figure out what team is going to pick you?
No. Not really. My mind just really been working out, just staying at that. So I can know I can land pretty much anywhere. I just want to be ready when that time comes.
Jadavion, over here, what was it like
being out here on the field, probably the last time you do anything on this field before coming back and getting cheered by the crowds?
Man, it was great. You know, I was looking forward to it. I've been talking about it all week. Like, man, I just can't wait to get pro day here and get going. I've been watching for the last few years since I've been at Carolina, watching other guys go through it. So I was just looking forward to it, getting back in the movement and dropping in coverage and all of that. But, I mean, I wish we had pads on hit somebody. So just out here moving around, which is pretty good.
Teresa Villano, Pro Player Insiders. What, is there a current player that you keep in touch with that's been mentoring you through this time?
No, not really a player. I mean, I always talk to my old teammates, you know. I always call them, check on them, see how they're doing. They're calling me, see how I'm doing. They always telling me, you training? You know, I say, yeah, I'm training, man. So it's a big day for you. Always telling me how big the next step is in this process. So they say, take it serious, man. You don't want to leave no regrets and have no regrets about what's going to happen to you. So give them everything to choose from and just keep pushing.
Your phone's probably blowing up. Who do you text message the most?
Probably my mom.
Really?
Yeah, she always texts me. So.
Jadavian, this atmosphere today, was it what you expected? Was it more than you imagined it would be?
I think it was what I expected. I said there's going to be a lot of cameras out here or people recording. I told the other guys, so just get ready, man. Just go out and have fun. When you're having fun, you don't get tired, you know. So have fun with it. It's football. We've been doing these drills for years. So when I said that, I just know I'll come out here and move through the drills.